Well, July is here. Can you believe it? July the 4th, celebration. Hope you have a great time with family and friends. And thank God for the privilege that we have to be in this land of freedom and the joy of knowing Jesus. We've had a wonderful June, and God has showed up in a big way. Things are going great at the Lodestar Mountain Inn. We're getting ready to go to Africa in August to do two events, one in Tanzania and one in Kenya, pastors' conferences and evangelistic outreach. So pray, pray, pray. I need your prayers for these two major events. We're excited about what God's doing all across our international ministry. Over 4,000 African leaders are getting my video every day, and they are sharing it with untold thousands of others. It's amazing. God is at work. So thank God for all that He's doing. I appreciate your prayers, your friendship, and your partnership. We got a big goal between now and the end of July. We need to raise $400,000 for the Africa event and other events that are taking place this summer. So pray about it. Do what God tells you to do. But most of all, pray. And if you can help support what God is doing in our international ministry in Africa, I would deeply appreciate your partnership. God bless. Have a great day, great month, and thank God for the freedom we have.
Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
The past 2 months, we've been talking about hospitality and the importance of hospitality, and I want to continue that theme because I really believe that God wants to use you to advance His kingdom through the gift of hospitality. The more I have reflected on the growth of the early church, and Dr. Clark Glover said the early church outthought, outlived, and outdied everybody around them. That's what God has called us to do. Evangelism. And I'm an evangelist. God's called me to be an evangelist. And I believe God has called all of us to be an effective witness for Him. Again, I love that definition that I've shared with you before from Dr. Bill Bright, someone who takes the initiative to present the claims of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit and then leaves the results to God. That's what God has called all of us to do. And the best way to convey that is our love and our hospitality shown to others within the body of Christ. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. And so as you go about your day to day, I want you to think of how you can communicate love and hospitality to those that you relate to. That is something that all of us can do. And I want you to think hard about what you can do to be a resource of love and hospitality to those that God brings into your life. Spend some time thinking about the fact that by this shall all men know that you love Him because of our love for one another. Have a great day.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.